Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
Alrighty, a brand new episode of Flyers Daily. I thought you were only doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, the Flyers have named a head coach. Flyers Daily, as always, presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. A bit of an emergency episode here, as the Flyers have hired the 25th coach in franchise history, a familiar face, and Rick Tocchet will be the next bench boss of the Philadelphia Flyers. News broke on Wednesday, late afternoon, that Rick Tocchet was going to be accepting the job and waiting for final details and get pen to paper, and the Flyers sent out an advisory late in the afternoon that reads as follows. The Philadelphia Flyers have named Rick Tocchet the 25th head coach in franchise history, according to general manager Daniel Briere. Here's some quotes for you. Daniel Briere said, "I'm very happy to welcome Rick Tocchet as our head coach. During this process, it became clear that Rick was the absolute right choice to lead our team. He's enjoyed the highest level of success both as a player and coach. And Rick's ability to teach and understand his players, combined with his passion for winning, brings out the best in young players at different stages of their development and has earned the respect and confidence of highly talented all-stars and veteran players alike." Dan Hilferty said, "From the first conversation I had with Rick, it struck me how deeply he cares about the Philadelphia Flyers, city, and the fans. Rick's track record speaks for itself. He's not only been successful at different stages of his career, but he has been has a way of connecting with his players and staff. I strongly believe that he is the ideal person to unite and lead us towards our ultimate goal of building this team into a perennial contender again." Keith Jones also weighed in and said, "We're thrilled to have Rick lead our team into the future. What's impressive about Rick is that players gravitate towards him and develop a strong relationship in the process. There is a genuine trust that he will do everything he can to bring success to the team." So Rick Tocchet comes in and is the 25th coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. And we've talked about this recently on episodes about Tocchet. And I know one of the talking points is, you know, you hired another former Flyer. Well, this is the 25th coach the Flyers have named in franchise history. And when you look at the coaches that they've had, the 24 prior, obviously your first coach had no prior Flyers experience. And that was Keith Allen. He coached the team in 67, 68, 69. Then you go to Vic Stasek, you go to Fred Shearer, you go to Pat Quinn, Bob McCammon, Mike Keenan. The first coach they had with Flyers ties was actually Paul Holmgren in 1989-92. Coached the Flyers for 4 years. Holmgren left the bench. Bill Dineen took over. Terry Simpson, Terry Murray, Wayne Cashman, Roger Nielsen, Craig Ramsey. Then the next Flyers connected coach was Bill Barber in the 01-02 season. Two seasons. And then after they move on from Bill Barber, it goes to Ken Hitchcock, John Stevens, Peter Laviolette. The next Flyer connected coach was Craig Berube, who was let go in 2015 after Ron Hextall took over and installed Dave Hackstall as the coach. He didn't have Flyers ties. Scott Gordon didn't either. Neither did Elaine Vigneault, Mike Yeo, John Tortorella, or Brad Shaw. So the notion that they only hire former players or former people connected to the organization to coach team, clearly not the case. I think people choose that narrative because there's a lot of former players and connected people in the front office and in hockey operations. And you see that in every organization. That the Flyers, that's not unique to the Flyers. A lot of times that is the case. You look at GMs all over the league where they played is where their GM, Mike Greer out in San Jose. You see it all over. Steve Yzerman in Detroit. It happens a lot in this sport in particular. But Rick Tocchet, his success or failure will have no impact on the fact that he was a player here. Do I think it's helpful that he understands the city and knows the city? Yeah, I do think that part's important. I think it's good that he knows what makes this fan base tick. He knows the expectations of this fan base, that they expect when they plunk their money down and go to the building, they expect an honest effort. And yeah, you may not win all the games, but you got to get an honest effort. Rick Tocchet understands those things. And I think those things are important to understand, you know, the position your fan base is in and to understand it also where the fan base is right now. Because let's face it, when Rick Tocchet played here, the fan base was in a much different mindset than the fan base is now. The success that they had coming out of the 70s into Tocchet's tenure when he got here in 1985. You look at 84, 85, you look at it, and the Flyers were a team that were always in the mix. They won two cups, not even a decade past. They went to four more finals in 76, 80, 85, and 87 in the 12 subsequent years, including some conference finals. So the mindset of the fans was different compared to the mindset now, where from 2013 until this moment, 12, 13 years, the Flyers have only won one playoff series, and that was in the bubble. They made the playoffs every other year until 2020, but now they've gone 5 years without making the playoffs. So the fan base's mindset is in a far different place. But Rick Tocchet, I think, is equipped to know that. And look, he's a conduit for the hockey team in speaking to through the media and to the fans. So I think those parts are good. I look at his coaching record and what he has done and not done as a head coach in the NHL, and it's not the glorious of resumes. There's not a ton of big-time success on there. Does that mean he can't have success now? No. We've seen it. I looked at a bunch of guys that have won Stanley Cups around the NHL, and a guy I think that maybe will win it this year, and Pete DeBoer, who in his first couple coaching gigs was decent, but nothing spectacular. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league now. I really do. He's understated. 9-0 in game sevens as a head coach. But he's one of those guys. Wasn't off to a glorious start. You learn and you evolve as you go, each stop along the way. Claude Julien, another guy that won a cup with the Boston Bruins in 2011, was a guy that was just kind of middling and one of the retreads. That's what they love to call it, the retread coaches. Well, the average NHL tenure for a head coach is very short. It's actually down below 2 years right now. It's at 1.98 years. So why do the coaches that have already have NHL experience keep getting hired despite not having NHL success? Well, one, I think it's because they have NHL experience, and just because you haven't had success at a former stop as a head coach doesn't mean you can't have success in a new stop. We saw Mike Sullivan was coached with the Bruins, went to the Penguins, obviously a great situation. He goes in there, he takes over for Michelle Therrien or Dan Bylsma, and then eventually wins back-to-back cups with Sidney Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and that whole crew, Phil Kessel, a great team. And he has success, and he remained there for 9.4 years. He was the second highest tenured head coach in the NHL. You look at a guy like John Cooper, who's been in his position as the longest tenured coach in the NHL, 12 seasons right now. But that's an anomaly. And you see coaching turnover happen so much in the NHL. I mean, when you look at what's happened over the last just even year, it's incredible the amount of turnover that has taken place. Most NHL coaches, and this is an article from The Athletic that I found, aren't good in their first go-around as a head coach. Most of the teams and coaches' success comes at a subsequent job of their first one. Now, Rick Tocchet has coached multiple teams, and I understand people want to pin a lot of what went down from two seasons ago and last season in Vancouver on the head coach. I think it's a highly, highly dysfunctional organization, number one. But is he the right guy for this job? I don't know. I don't know. I can't sit here confidently and say, yeah, I know he is. He's the right guy. I don't know. Ultimately, what's going to determine it is the way he coaches the team and the way he brings along young talent, something Danny Briere mentioned in his quote in the press release. But also, it's going to matter if he's got a goaltender. Show me a good goaltender, I'll show you a good coach. Show me no goaltending, I'll show you a bad coach. It's also going to depend on what players he gets. You have to have talent to win. If you don't have talent, I don't care if it's Toe Blake or Scotty Bowman coaching the team, you're not going to win. So part of it is yet to be determined because we don't know what talent will be here and how those roster pieces fit together. how they're developed further. You know, goaltending. These are big questions going into his tenure. And I can't sit here and say that I know for sure that all those boxes will be checked and it'll be in to the affirmative. We'll see. Time will tell. But I'm not going to hold the fact that Rick Tocchet played and started his NHL career, played the most games with the Flyers organization more than any other team, even though he won a cup in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to discount him that he can't succeed because of that. And he's the next coach. He's going to need players. He's going to need goaltending. If he's going to have success, we'll see. I'll be rooting for him. I like him. Yeah, having gotten to know Tocchet personally over the years, he's a good man. Players love playing for him. Top players, too. Sidney Crosby's talked about it, playing for him when he was an assistant coach in Pittsburgh. Quinn Hughes is very on the record, star defenseman for the Vancouver Canucks, and his affection and how much he liked playing for Rick Tocchet. You know, one of the things that stuck out in that press release, too, was the effect that a coach like Rick Tocchet may have on pending UFAs wanting to come to Philadelphia. Now, there's a couple pieces of the pie on why UFAs find a team attractive. Number one, do they have a lot of money to pay me? That's number one. Are they moving in a direction where we can have success on the ice, where it's fun to come to the rink, we're winning, and we're in the mix, and eventually going to try and compete for a Stanley Cup? That's number two. And number three is, who am I playing for? Does it fit my style, both from a hockey style of play and also from a personality style? Top players like playing for him. So this part of this hire, I think part of the equation in hiring Rick Tocchet is the attractiveness of top talent around the league to come play here and play for him. Now, they got to put themselves in a better position to be one of those teams to check that second box that can win. And that's going to take some time. But how this plays out, we shall see. Obviously, the people that are totally against the hiring, I think they all hope for the same thing. I think we all hope that if they don't like this hiring, that it works. Because we all want the team to be good again. We all want the team to be back in the playoffs and become a Stanley Cup contender. It's much more fun than the consternation that we constantly have on social media right now. Now, the other thing, and I went through this on an episode a couple of weeks ago. I believe it was on April 30th, if you want to go back and watch that entire thing, is this notion that Rick Tocchet coaches a system that he played. I think it's the lazy narrative of going, well, this guy played in this era, the era of dump and chase, so that's what he coaches. Couldn't be further from the truth. Rick Tocchet does not coach 1980s dump and chase hockey. He realizes the game has evolved. He's actually said something the other night on TNT when he was doing the game about not just throwing pucks to the net, but getting quality to the net instead of quantity to the net. It's something I talk about quite a bit. It's never about the quantity of shots. It's about the quality of scoring chances and shots. And Tocchet talked about that, about shooting smarter for a driving player for a rebound or a tip or a deflection. He talked about those things. He is an evolved hockey mind. He, in situations where you can't have a controlled zone entry, he wants his team to be up on a 2-1-2 forecheck, very aggressive, a split, to force a turnover and create offense. He wants his team to exit the zone very quickly in transition, needs the pieces to do that. I think Emil Andre is a guy that can really benefit from Rick Tocchet with his ability to do two things in the D zone: to make the stretch pass, the long stretch pass, and get out in transition quickly. And if it's not there, use your legs to exit the zone and take the clean ice that's given to you. I think Emil Andre can really excel in a Rick Tocchet type system. I look at a guy like Yegor Zamula, and I'm not sure that he can. He plays the game at a much more controlled pace, D-to-D regroups and those kind of things. Doesn't think the game with pace like a player like Emil Andre does. So we'll see what pieces fit into it. But the other thing, you know, too, and you know this, by the way, Tak played, the way that he coaches, the way he speaks in press conferences, is there's going to be accountability. You are not going to be given anything that you don't earn. So you're going to have to earn it. And that's going to have to be everybody. I think there are certain players, the notion that, oh, this is going to mitigate Matvei Michkov's skill set, baloney. He's going to love Michkov because he loves competitors. And if we learned anything about Michkov last year, obviously he's got a flair for the dramatic. He's incredibly talented, but the kid is a competitor. He competes despite being diminutive in stature. Tak's going to love him. And he's going to want to nurture that and bring that along and make that contagious to some guys that maybe need a little more of that. So is it the right hire? We'll see. It's the hire that Danny Briere and Keith Jones really are putting their first flagpole into the ground. This is a tent pole. This is a big decision. They'll start to look towards the draft now and filling out the staff. Is Bradshaw staying? I'm not sure yet. I think they're working on those things now. Is he going to stay and run the D? There's been chatter that Luke Richardson may be an assistant coach for Rick Tocchet. And would he come in to run the D? He was a former head coach with Chicago. How is this staff going to round out? Is there guys that Rick Tocchet wants to bring from previous stops or from Vancouver? Maybe Ian Clark, the former goaltending coach out in Vancouver. We'll see. You know, does Ian Clark come in and have some advisory role in goaltending? I don't know. But we'll see all those things fill out. He's the next coach. One thing we can all agree on, whether you like the hiring or you don't, we hope that it is the right one and it moves this team in the right direction. And we get the players in here and we get back to talking about, I think this team can upset this team in the second round, or I want to play this team in the first round of the playoffs. You know, we're having those conversations again. Not all this consternation about tanking and all this other stuff that comes with being a team in a rebuild. Tired of rebuilding. I want to move the conversations forward back to playoff matchups. This player, we need this kind of player to add to the team to help them in a playoff matchup or a goal. Those kind of things. Those are fun. And I feel like I haven't had those conversations in years. Hopefully we can get back there. And hopefully they can do it under Rick Tocchet. He is the 25th head coach in franchise history for the Philadelphia Flyers. All right, there's your emergency episode. We'll be back tomorrow. We will continue our Flyers Exit Day interview series tomorrow with Garnet Hathaway. So join us then on a brand new Flyers Daily.